When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
I just say, if you want to become best in this business, you have to sacrifice. Sacrifice your time, sacrifice your health, sacrifice everything what you have.
Be motivated by the fear of being average. Average is the quiet killer. When you hit snooze, when you skip a workout, when you make excuses, before you know it, you're living a life of average. Never even trying to reach your full potential. Physically soft, mentally weak, spiritually empty. You must not fear the discomfort or the failure. You must fear the average. Be terrified of an average life. Do the work regardless of your circumstances. Never settle for good enough. Average is the enemy.
I will never quit, because if you quit, you're done. You might still be alive walking around on this earth. You're done. I will never quit. I will persevere and I will thrive on adversity.
Look, winning, this is how it feels. 90% of the time, you're gonna feel like you're getting your balls kicked in. All right, 8% of the time, you're gonna be confused and you're frustrated. 2% of the time, you actually win. And those moments come and go, and then you're back in the 90%. And that's the reality of a winner's life. People don't understand it. And that's not reality, because true winners are built for the fucking fight. They're built for the battle. They don't find peace and joy and happiness in the win. They find what they're looking for in the fight.
Be selfish. Be selfish for the next 3 years. Get greedy about your potential. Put your own oxygen mask on first. Greedy with your focus, with your silence, with your time. You've been accessible for too long, too available, too generous with energy that isn't being replenished. Forget all that. This is your studio era, your basement tape, your hoodie up, back to the world, building in dark season. You are not going to regret the grind. You'll regret not starting. Say no for a year and let your yes become priceless. Because when I got selfish, life got better for everyone around me. I became a better friend, a better provider, a better mirror. And I know you see that, because when your cup is full, you don't just pour, you overflow. Self-love is not a soft thing. It's a strategic weapon. And if you take 3 years to bet on you, you might just save the next 30.
You gotta keep fighting, brother. Life ain't just gonna give you everything you want. You can't just give up, because giving up is the ultimate thing. As far as you just quit, continue moving on. Show people who you are. Be the example for others to follow, man. Stay strong.
Your fears. You have to put yourself in precisely the situations that you are afraid of. There are other things that are really holding you back. And if you know that your fear in this area is holding you back, you have to put yourself precisely in those circumstances that are going to make you realize that your fear is irrational.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
When you're empty, you can fill yourself up with whatever you'd like. In fact, it's probably best that you're empty. It makes it easier to be reborn.
Do you think I can be reborn?
Don't just stand there. You still have work to do.
You are not ready.
I know.
Like everyone else, you want to learn the way to win, but never to accept the way to lose. To accept defeat, to learn to die is to be liberated from it. So when tomorrow comes, you must free your ambitious mind and learn the art of dying.
The most beautiful things in the authentic road and building what's for you and who you are and why you're here on this earth takes time. And that means you have to become okay with the empty space inside that you really want to fill with urgency. Because really it's not empty, it's just in its infancy. What is for you is in its infancy, it's not empty.
Guess what? You're going to a new level.
New levels, new devils. I just want you to know that it's worth it. When you climb to a new level in your life, you do face new devils, new challenges, even shocking setbacks that take place or people that let you down as you climb. That's okay, as long as you know they're coming. I want you to know that fighting off those new devils is worth it, and you become stronger every single time you do it. Most of the learning in life comes from experience. People say, well, do you learn more when you win or when you lose, from failures or successes? I learned a lot from both. And you know why? They're unique experiences. Let me tell you where I've never learned anything. Treading water, doing nothing. There's nothing worse than taking another journey around this earth exactly the same way. Exactly the same experiences. Life doesn't give us what we would like, what we wish for. It doesn't even always give us what we dream for. It'll give us what we're willing to fight for. And these devils are coming. And I'm not going to let that person derail my dream, my vision, my life, or me getting to know who I'm fully capable of being.
What's it gonna take for something within you to change? There comes a time when you need to stop scrolling on Instagram for the answers and just go turn yourself into a better person. You know, someone out there wants it really bad, and all the work they're putting in right now hasn't paid off at all. But they are winning. They're more inspired by the pain of their own run than they are by watching someone else's on social media. They're not concerned with generating the perfect excuse because they're too busy generating the evidence that they are the person they claim to be. That somebody will be something undeniable. And I hope that somebody is you.
Well, I know I'm ready.
You won't. It's a leap of faith. That's all it is, Miles. A leap of faith.
We knew that this was not going to be an easy path. We knew that 99% of people who are trying to obtain what we're trying to obtain don't make it, and it's for this very reason. So we really shouldn't be surprised. We are right where we need to be. We are facing the difficulties that we need to be facing. All we must do is remain strong. We must maintain our faith in God. We must continue to make an honest effort. We must continue to put our best foot forward. We do not need to win this war today. We do not need to build Rome by tomorrow. We must strengthen our own kingdom within, strengthen our energy, become closer to our origin, and there will be no external force that could ever contend with us.
Life is a storm, my young friend. You will bask in the sunlight one moment, be shattered on the rocks the next. What makes you a man is what you do when that storm comes. You must look into that storm and shout as you did in Rome. Do your worst. for I will do mine. Then the Fates will know you as we know you, the man. Darkness is a powerful ally, if you know how to befriend it. You will not break the rock tonight, or tomorrow, or the next day, or perhaps ever.
You said to break the rock.
I said to try to break the rock. But evil is as eternal as this rock. Even if you break the rock, there will be pebbles. Break the pebbles, there will be sand. And evil remains. You cannot change that, no matter how much you train. Except what you cannot change. It is not your burden to bear. Life is meant to be lived with others. It is too hard to do it alone.
Trust the pace of your process. You might feel like you're behind, like it's taking longer than it should. But who told you it has to happen now? This season is preparing you. It's asking you to slow down and let go of the things that are outside of your control. The things you're waiting for are happening in ways that you can't even see yet. So just be here. What's meant for you won't miss you, but you have to be ready when it arrives.
The reason that so many of you continue to feel miserable every single day is because you cannot come to terms with the fact that life is hard. That life is suffering. The reason life never meets your expectations is because you have the wrong expectations. You expect it to be comfortable. You expect it to be easy. It's going to be like that 5% of the time, but 95% of the time, it's difficult. It's challenging. It's a struggle. So long as you continue to sit around waiting for life to be sunshine and rainbows, waiting for it to be easy, waiting to catch a break, you're going to be miserable. What you should do instead is accept the challenges of life and take them head on. Decide once and for all that, yes, life is hard, but I'm going to be harder.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Well, the truth is, you know, sometimes I do get a little scared, you know. When I'm in that ring and I'm really getting hit on, and my arms hurt so much I can't even lift them. And I said, God, I wish this guy would hit me on the chin so I don't feel nothing anymore. Then there's another side that comes out that isn't so scary. It's another side that, like, wants to take more, wants to go that one more round. Because by going in one more round when you don't think you can, this makes all the difference in your life. You know what I mean?
Let's cut the fluff. Most of you watching this are asleep. You think you're awake because you're busy. You go through the motions, check the boxes, and convince yourself that someday you'll have the life you want. But let me tell you something. You're lying to yourself. The truth is brutal, but here it is. You're not losing because of a lack of talent, intelligence, or luck. You're losing because you're soft. Because every single day, you choose comfort over discipline. Right now, someone out there is grinding harder than you. They're doing the work you avoid. They're building the skills you ignore. They're turning the dreams you only talk about into reality. And while you're making excuses, they're making progress. This world doesn't care about your excuses. It doesn't care about your potential. It cares about what you do. If you're not willing to outwork the man who lives to work, don't expect to win. This isn't just a wake-up call, it's a challenge. Do you have the guts to face yourself and admit that you're not doing enough? Because until you do, nothing will change. Here's the first hard truth. You are where you deserve to be. If you're broke, struggling, or stuck, it's because of the choices you've made. I know that stings, but until you take responsibility, you'll stay exactly where you are. The second truth, there's no such thing as good enough. The moment you settle, you lose. The moment you say, this is fine, someone hungrier, tougher, and more focused will take what you left on the table. And here's the third truth. No one is coming to save you. Stop waiting for the perfect opportunity, the perfect timing, or someone to open a door for you. The only person who can change your life is you. You want to succeed? Then stop complaining about how hard it is. Life's hard for everyone. What separates the winners from the losers is how they respond. Winners take the pain and turn it into power. Losers let it break them. So ask yourself, are you fighting for your future or are you just surviving? Because if you're not fighting, you're already losing. Let's talk about why most people fail. It's not because they lack talent. It's not even because they're lazy. It's because they can't handle the truth about themselves. Most people spend their lives running from failure, from discomfort, and most importantly, from responsibility. They blame their circumstances, their upbringing, or other people. They hide behind distractions like Netflix, social media, or endless planning instead of doing. But here's what you need to understand. Everything you want is on the other side of pain. Growth doesn't happen in comfort zones. Success doesn't come from wishing for it. It comes from sacrificing for it. Think about this. Every time you hit snooze, skip a workout, or procrastinate, you're building a habit. And that habit is teaching your brain that it's okay to quit. The more you quit, the easier it gets. And before you know it, quitting becomes your default setting. You want to know why you're failing? Look at your habits. Look at how you spend your time. Look at the excuses you make. That's where failure starts. But here's the good news. If failure is a choice, so is success. You can flip the script anytime you want, but it starts with owning your actions. No one else can do that for you. Let me make this simple. Winning is a game of consistency, not perfection. Stop waiting to feel ready, inspired, or motivated. Those feelings are fleeting. What lasts is discipline. Here's the formula. 1. Commit. Decide right now that you're done with excuses. Burn the bridges to your old habits and make a plan that scares you. If it doesn't scare you, it's not big enough. 2. Simplify. Cut the nonsense from your life. If it doesn't move you closer to your goals, it's a distraction. 3. Outwork everyone. Don't just show up. Show up early. Stay late. Put in the hours that others won't. Success doesn't care how you feel. It only cares about what you produce. 4. Fail forward. Stop being afraid of mistakes. Every failure is a lesson. Every setback is an opportunity to grow. You don't need luck. You don't need talent. What you need is grit, the willingness to do the work, day after day, when no one's watching, when no one's clapping, and when nothing seems to be working. That's how you win. Listen to me. The life you want is not waiting for you. It's not sitting there, ready to fall into your lap. You have to go out and take it. But here's the thing. Most people don't realize. Time is running out. Every second you waste is a second you'll never get back. Every day you put off the work is a day someone else pulls ahead. Stop pretending you have all the time in the world. You don't. The clock is ticking, and the only question is, are you going to take action, or are you going to let it slip away? This is your moment. Not tomorrow. Not next week. Right now.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Grit, you need it when the chips are down, and it all comes from the mind. I'm struggling here. I need to do something to get myself out of this problem. And that's where you get grit. You think, well, I'm going to do it. The mind tells me I'm going to do it. The body is weak. The body is tired. But the grit will get me through it.
You have to lose your fear of failure. Failure is a part of the process. People who never fail, never try. You have to fail. You got to get it wrong to get it right. You learn nothing from winning. You only learn from your failures.
Why not? Why not see how much you can earn? Why not see how much you can learn? Why not see how many skills you can develop? Why not see what kind of person you can become? Why not see what kind of influence you can have?
At the end of every day, you look yourself in the mirror and you ask yourself, did I get better today? If the answer is yes, and you do that for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, how much better are you going to be? Are you getting better every single day? That's the question. And it's just taking small steps. You don't try to get it all done in one day, in one week, in one year. It's the process of getting better every day and doing that for a period of years that then create the masterpiece.
I want to ask you a question. What are your fears? What are you scared of? Something that's blocking us, that's holding us back. Some people call fear false evidence appearing real.
Suffering is a part of life. It is something that you cannot avoid, and the more you try to avoid it, the more you prolong its impact on your life. We suffer more in imagination than in reality. That's why the conversations that you have to have with yourself have to be engaging, have to be empowering. You got to speak life over you when it feels like death is all around you. You have to speak up and not allow yourself to be put on mute, because when you suffer in silence, someone else suffers as well. Suffering teaches you how to survive. It teaches you how to thrive. It teaches you how to win, because when you come out of suffering, you come out a survivor. And what survivors have is a game plan in life of how to make it and how to sustain. And when others find the road is clear, it's because you cleared the road for them. That's the challenge of understanding that suffering doesn't last always. But you can always outlast the suffering.
You will face pain on this way. Accept the pain. Smile at the pain. Embrace the pain. Zbogom. Pain is the gatekeeper of destiny. Pain is there to ask you one simple question. Do you really want to achieve your goals, or are you just a talker?
Purpose. No one can create your purpose for you. No one can tell you who to be. So in purpose, you have to create your own purpose. And in evolution, you have to evolve towards that purpose. It's easier to live when you have goals to meet. You understand?
Identify with what you love. And once you love it, hone in on that thing until you can master it to the point where people can identify that there's no questioning your love for it.
There's no replacement for persistence, as simplistic as that is. If you want to master something, I think that's the thing most people don't do. They read a little bit, they listen a little bit, they dip in and out. They don't go day and night, night and day, in total immersion in something that transforms them, and also something that makes them push through their fears. Because in the end, that's the only thing that stops with you. Everybody's got a story. I didn't know this person. I don't have the resources. They have all the things they don't have. But if you're resourceful, you can get the money, you can get the time, you can get the energy, you can get anything you want.
Times that we should proceed with caution, but it's the difference between being stopped by fear. It's the difference between having a fear and the fear having you.
The biggest regret of the dying is never becoming your ideal self. I want to leave this earth becoming who I know deep within I am supposed to be.
Sometimes you got to stop focusing and thinking about what could have happened and what should have happened. And you got to live in what is happening and focus on surviving it. Because the quicker you can survive it, the quicker you can use it. The quicker you can extract a lesson from it. The quicker you can glean perspective from it. And for all of us, we're going to encounter those defining moments in our lives, right, to where it's going to hurt.
If you could have what you needed and wanted, what would that be? And that's a meditative question. You don't want to force an answer out of yourself. You want to ask yourself that like you'd ask someone else. If I could have what I wanted, what would that look like? If I could have the relationship that I needed and wanted, if I could have the friendships, if I could have the job or career, if I could have the educational pathway, if I took care of myself properly, if I regulated my susceptibility to temptations, what would that look like if it was optimized? And then that sets you up a goal that has some motivational force. This is worth doing. The next goal is to take your goal and to fragment it into micro goals until you find a micro goal that's small enough that it still presents some challenge that you will do.
Most people overestimate what they're going to do in a year, and they underestimate they'll do in a decade. And I know a decade sounds like a long time, but how many can remember where you were a decade ago and realize the time has gone like this? And our whole world's accelerating. So a decade will go down before you even know it. The question is, what are you going to do with it? And you want to make sure when you arrive at the end of that decade, you're a different universe than when you started. So in the short term, it may go up and down, but the long term, it's explosive.
So as you begin to look toward making this your decade, as you begin to look toward making your life different, as you begin to look at yourself, you've got to redefine yourself. Who are you right now? And who must you become in order to create what you want? What has to change about you? As you begin to look toward the future and take inventory of yourself, what is it about you right now that you've got to leave this behind? Because this no longer fits. Looking at where you want to go and the kind of person that you must become, the kind of standards that you have for you, what is it that you must do differently?
No matter what's going on in your life, is not permanent. Everything is going to change. So there's two things you can do with change. You can react to it or you can participate in it.
I want to tell you something else, and I want to make this clear. Don't just listen. Don't just listen. Do. I'm not just talking. So you know, I'm not just talking. I'm doing. And I don't want you to just listen. Put this information to work. Make today count. Every day. Go forward. Get aggressive and attack, whether it's on the battlefield or on the beat or in the factory or on the farm or on the construction site or on the website, in the garage or in the firehouse. Don't hesitate.
We all get what we tolerate in ourselves and other people. But when you're no longer willing to tolerate something, that's when your life changes. The difference in people is their standards, period.
Commit means to make it happen no matter what. See, when you make a commitment, I'm going to become wealthy, when you make it important, when you decide I'm going to do it no matter what, life changes for you. See, most people don't keep their commitments to their commitments. That's why they lead lives of poverty, lives of misery, lives of unhappiness.
No matter what you face, no matter how bad it is going to be, when there is a challenge, anything that you're facing, the only way to overcome the challenges that you face is to start walking.
I am one decision away from a totally different marriage, a totally different life, a totally different job, a totally different income. Your life comes down to your decisions. And if you change your decisions, you will change everything.
Oh, you ask yourself a question. If I could have what I needed and wanted, what would that look like? You'll get a dream, you'll get a vision, and it comes to you. That's the most accurate way of describing it. It makes itself manifest in the theater of your imagination. It's a rather frightening question to find out, to allow yourself to ask yourself what it is that you really need and want.
This is not about abstaining from life. Ooh, it's the opposite. It's about going all in. And really engaging and really living and really experiencing and tasting and smelling and eating and loving. And we're here for that. We're here for all of that. So you create the experience. And then when it gets predictable or it gets boring, let's change it up. Let's create another one. And then how far can you go again? It just goes on.
A lot of folk won't let you forget what you used to do or what you have done, what mistakes you've made. All of us have made some mistakes in life. All of us have done some things that if we had them to do over again, we wouldn't do it again. A lot of things that if I had it to do over again, if I knew then what I know now, I would have done it differently. Well, it did happen that way. Oh, you don't want me to live that down? How you want to keep on putting that in my face about what I did? Guess what?
I'm not interested. That's what I did then. Won't do it today.
Who am I? What have I learned? What have I created? What forward progress have I made? Who have I helped? What am I doing to improve myself today to get better, faster, stronger, healthier, smarter? Is this what I want to be? This? Is this all I've got? Is this everything I can give? Is this going to be my life?
Everything that's happening to you is God is processing. Every difficult moment you're having, He just processes. That's all He's doing. Everything you're going through is preparing you for what you ask God for. And if you need to be tough when you get to where you're going, then He's going to toughen you. If you got to be more caring along the way, He's going to let you have some trials come your way that's going to have to produce that in you.
We're taught to believe that control is the key to a good life. That if you can just plan everything perfectly, prepare for every outcome, and hold on tightly enough, you can avoid the chaos, the pain, the uncertainty. Control feels safe. It feels powerful. It feels like the only way to keep your world from falling apart. But here's the paradox. The tighter you hold on, the less control you actually have. The more you try to force life to fit into your expectations, the more it slips through your fingers. Because life isn't meant to be controlled. It's meant to be lived. And sometimes, the only way to truly gain control is to let go. Letting go doesn't mean giving up. It doesn't mean apathy or passivity. It means surrendering to the flow of life, trusting the process, and understanding that you don't have to micromanage every detail to create something beautiful.
Control feels comforting, doesn't it? Like if you can just hold onto the reins tightly enough, nothing bad will happen. But the truth is, control is an illusion. You can't control the weather, the economy, other people, or the random twists and turns of life. What you can control is how you respond, your attitude, your effort, your choices. That's where your power lies, not in trying to control everything around you, but in mastering what's within you. When you stop chasing the illusion of control, you free yourself from the anxiety of trying to predict the unpredictable. You stop wasting energy on things you can't change and start focusing on the things you can.
So much of our desire for control comes from fear. Fear of the unknown. Fear of failure. Fear of things going wrong. We play the what-if game in our minds. What if I fail? What if they leave? What if it all falls apart? But here's the thing. Worrying about the what-ifs doesn't change the outcome. It doesn't prepare you for the future. It just robs you of the present. Letting go means acknowledging that the future is uncertain, and that's okay. Because no matter what happens, you have the strength to face it. Trust yourself enough to know that you can handle whatever comes your way. Let go of the need to have all the answers and focus on what's in front of you right now.
Think of life like a river. You can fight the current, exhausting yourself as you try to swim upstream, or you can surrender to the flow. Surrender doesn't mean you're powerless. It means you're choosing to work with the current instead of against it. When you surrender, you open yourself up to possibilities you might not have seen before. You allow life to surprise you, to show you paths you never would have chosen on your own. And in that surrender, you find freedom. Some of the most incredible moments in life happen not because you forced them, but because you allowed them. You let go of your expectations, your plans, your need to control, and made space for something greater to unfold.
Letting go isn't weakness, it's strength. It takes courage to release your grip, to step into the unknown, to trust that even if you don't have control, you still have power.
power to adapt, power to learn, power to rise, no matter what life throws at you. When you let go, you stop trying to control the uncontrollable and start focusing on what truly matters. You become more resilient, more flexible, more capable of navigating life's challenges.
Identify what you can't control. Take a moment to think about the things you're trying to control right now. How many of them are actually within your power? Let go of the things that aren't. Release the weight of trying to fix what isn't yours to fix. Focus on your response. You can't control the storm, but you can control how you weather it. Shift your focus from what's happening around you to how you're showing up in the midst of it. Trust the process. Trust that life has a way of working out, even when it doesn't go according to your plan. Some of your greatest growth will come from the moments when you had to let go of what you thought should happen and embrace what actually did. Practice presence. Control often comes from living in the future, worrying about what might happen. Letting go means bringing your focus back to the present. What can you do right now? What beauty can you find in this moment? Find freedom in surrender. When you stop fighting against life, you find peace. You stop wasting energy on things you can't change and start using that energy to grow, to create, to live.
When you let go, you don't lose control. You gain clarity. You gain the ability to see life for what it is, not for what you want it to be. You gain the freedom to adapt, to grow, to move forward without being weighed down by the need to micromanage every detail. Letting go doesn't mean you stop trying. It means you stop clinging. You stop forcing. You stop living in fear of what might happen and start living in gratitude for what is. The paradox of control is this: the more you let go, the more power you gain. Not power over life, but power within yourself. To thrive no matter what life brings. So loosen your grip, surrender to the flow, and trust that even in the uncertainty, even in the chaos, you are exactly where you are.
But the question you have to ask yourself is, who am I? Where am I going? What do I want to accomplish? Three major areas of goals that you have to think about. The first is your personal and your family goals. These are the reasons why you're alive. What do you want to accomplish for yourself and for your family? Write them down, define them clearly. The second set of goals that you have to ask is your business, your career, your financial, your material goals. What is it that you want to accomplish in the external world? Where do you want to make your contribution? The third type of goals you have to ask about are your self-development goals. And in my estimation, your ability and your willingness and your tenaciousness in developing yourself is the key to accomplishing everything else.
You know that dream in you that seems out of touch and crazy? Yeah, that one. What if that dream was actually put in you for a reason? Do not buy into the fear that everyone around you calls logic. The dreams that truly make a difference are rarely logical. Be fearless in the pursuit that sets your soul on fire.
The proper comparison group for you is you yesterday. First of all, you're the only control group that's appropriate to you, because you have a certain set of talents and possibilities and limitations and tragedies that are truly unique to you.
Shouldn't it just happen? Well, it doesn't. Basically, life is this way. What you put into it is what you get out of it.
People want their life to be free of struggle and conflict. They want a smooth path in front of them. When you face adversity or things aren't going quite well, you have to reassess who you are. You have to reassess your opinions. You have to say, maybe I'm not doing this the right way. Maybe my patterns of responding in the past aren't working out. Maybe there's something wrong with me. How can I learn from this moment? How can I get past this particular obstacle? If you never have failure, if you never have conflict, you are never going to develop yourself in life.
Even though you are scared, can you still go through with the task? Even though it's risky and you don't know what's on the other side, can you still stay focused, stay locked in, keep working, and keep pushing forward? That's the person that people want to follow.
That was the number one way you measure somebody that's hungry. Very simple. Their sense of urgency. That's simple. Let me explain to you why. So people say, "Why, you have no idea how hungry I am." Really? Yeah. What'd you do about it today? Oh, not today, but tomorrow I'm gonna, you ain't hungry, man. You just think you're hungry. You are not hungry.
Think like the person you intend to become. Ask yourself, how would the person I'd like to be do the things I'm about to do?
Everybody in here wants to get to the next level. And very simple, you can make two lists. And I can tell you if you're gonna get to the next level or not. Make a list of what you wanna do to get to the next level. And on the other side of the list, what are you willing to do to get to the next level? And if that list doesn't match, you are so far away from winning, you have no chance.
You do not have time to fuck around. You don't have time to play games, to be in everybody's face, to not be focused on your goals. Every single day counts. You didn't do nothing yesterday, and you didn't do nothing today. Every single day that you don't do nothing, bro, is a day wasted. It's a day that you could have got better.
You've developed a false belief system in yourself of what you need to know to take action. And so successful people are willing to step into the unknown and the unprepared more than people who are unsuccessful. So procrastination is really saying, I got to know a little more. I got to prepare a little bit more. I got to get a little bit more ready, a little bit more ready, a little bit more ready. And you keep raising the readiness quota to a point where you never take action. And so you got to get to this point where you're like, I'm going to get into the room. I'm going to start to write that paper. I'm going to start the book. I'm going to get into that and I'll figure it out when I get there. And most people that are successful have this internal belief system that I don't need to know everything to take action. I just need to know enough to get in the room and I'll figure it out from there.
No one has ever achieved anything if they haven't faced failures, if they haven't had disappointments. To achieve anything in life, you have to be prepared to take on the odds, face disappointment. You only lose when you give up. If you do not give up, you will win from the most incredible positions. The fight is in the mind. It's not physical, it's in the mind.
What are the things that you fear that's been keeping you from living your dream? That's been keeping you from doing some things that you would like to do? Let's think about those things.
People won't want to hear this, but what you avoid controls you. If you avoid tough conversations, your relationships suffer. If you avoid risk, your business will suffer. If you avoid failure, your growth will suffer. If you think having uncomfortable conversations is hard, wait until you see the result of not having uncomfortable conversations. Much harder. At least for me, I just try and face the thing that I'm avoiding and constantly ask myself, like, what is that thing that I'm trying not to look at? And then force myself to stare at it, because usually the thing that scares you the most is the thing that you need most to face to move forward.
People always talk about vision, seeing your vision, seeing somebody else's vision, other people seeing your vision. Let me tell you something. Before you could see your vision, before anybody else could see your vision, the first thing they have to do is deal with what's visiting them in their nightmares. That you have to deal with before you or anybody else could see your vision.
He said, the ideal situation for a man or woman to die is to have family members praying with them as they cross over. He said, but imagine, if you will, being on your deathbed and standing around your bed, the ghost of the dreams, the ideas, the abilities, the talents given to you by life, and that you, for whatever reason, you never went after that dream. You never acted on those ideas.
You never use those talents. You never use those gifts. And there they are standing around your bed looking at you with large angry eyes saying, we came to you and only you could have given us life. And now we must die with you forever. And the question is, if you die today, what dreams, what ideas, what talents, what books, what music, what leadership, what voice will die with you? Said the wealthiest place on the planet. It's not in the Far East where there's oil in the ground. It's not in South Africa where there are diamond mines. He said, the wealthiest place on the planet is the cemetery. But there you'll find greatness that we've never seen. There you'll find talent and genius and potential never actualized. Maybe that's why some unknown writer wrote the words, what if you live your whole life only to discover that it was wrong? That it was wrong. That you were chosen to do something else. And you didn't do it.
You want to know the secret to achieving everything that you dream about? Don't quit. See, when you know what the destination is, there's a million paths to get there. And it took me a long time to learn that the greatest moments of growth and success happen right after you feel like quitting, but you don't. That's the secret. Keep going.
If you're trying to do something exceptional, if you're trying to do something that's difficult, you don't get the luxury of kind of wanting to do it. If you kind of want to do it, you're going to lose because you're not just competing against people who kind of want it. You're not competing against people who want it bad, but you're competing against people who need to do it. You're competing against people who have their back against the wall, who have no other choice but to succeed. That's your competition. And so if you're sitting around here saying, oh, well, you know, I want to do it, but like I have this to do and that to do, it's over. You're not going to win. The guy that has his back to the wall is going to destroy you.
Because the truth is, y'all, like, I don't care how great life is for you. I don't care how rich you are. I don't care how popular you are. I don't care what kind of job you have. You know, I don't care what race you are. The thing that brings us all together is not always success, right? It's not success, it's struggle. Like, I don't care who you are. If you're going through this human experience, you're gonna experience struggle. You're gonna experience hard times. You're gonna experience setback. You're gonna experience loss. You're gonna experience depression. Just as well as we have our ups, we're gonna have our downs. And so when I'm going through these moments, I love to disconnect. And I disconnect from the world because some of us, we're so connected to everything that we haven't connected to our soul. We haven't connected to our peace because we're so connected to requests. We're so connected to comparing our life. We're so connected to all these outside things that we ignore our internal soul.
You constantly remind yourself after every defeat, after every setback, every time you get knocked down, I've got a saying, if life knocks you down, try and land on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up. See, a lot of people, because of failure, they stop believing. Let me share something with you. You will fail your way to success.
Losing strips away your ego. It forces you to face the parts of yourself that need work in the truths you've been unwilling to accept. But losing isn't the end of your story. It's where the real work begins. The chance to analyze the cracks in your foundation and build something stronger. Growth happens when you fall flat, feel exposed, and have to decide whether you'll rise again. The lesson is in the loss. The win is in the comeback. If you want to go big, you can't run from failure because it's the ticket to every breakthrough you've been chasing.
If you're seeing this, that means you're not dead. And if you're not dead, that means you woke up today. And if you woke up today, that means you were handed a goddamn gift. Because others weren't lucky enough to get that gift. And some took their last breath last night. So today, you're not wasting the day. You're making it count. Because you know you're not getting it back. So you're not taking it for granted. Today, you're doing something today that makes you happy. You've put it off long enough. Stop being scared what others think about you. You're not in high school anymore, so act like it and grow up. Their opinions, they don't matter. It's your life, not theirs. Today is your day, so make the day count. Do something today that makes you happy. Because you may not be lucky enough to get the gift of tomorrow.